joining us now to talk some Hornets, to talk some NBA, Rick Bunnell from the Charlotte Observer. Welcome into the show, Rick.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
You know what? I'm awesome, and I'm so excited to be talking about the Hornets with you. I mean, and I know I said this in my request to you. We talk a lot about the Panthers on this show, and then I got really tired of the national media only focusing on four, five, or six teams, and they act like, you know, all of these other teams in the NBA, like they don't exist. So make the case for Charlotte and people in the Carolinas to get behind this team and stop worrying about what's going on in Cleveland, Boston, and Golden State.
Well, Mike, frankly, it's not my job to do that. but I will say this. I think they're going to be intriguing.
Good.
And one of the things, there are a couple of things that are obviously going to be interesting to follow. Dwight Howard is, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, and he's not the player he was 5 years ago. And I thought it was really interesting when I talked to Jeff Van Gundy the other day, and he used the term period of reflection in describing where Dwight Howard's head should be.
Hmm.
Steve Clifford has a long relationship with him, and that's going to be hopefully significant as far as Howard getting his act together relative to the high standard that, you know, the beginning of his career set. And really, you know, he is a very logical fix to many of the things that are wrong with the Hornets. They haven't had any rim protection since Bismack Biyombo. The other person who obviously is, you know, fans are going to get a kick out of is Malik Monk is a really fun guy at the offensive end. And he is not afraid in any way, shape, or form of taking on NBA players right here and right now as a rookie. It'll be interesting. And speaking of rookies, Dwayne Bacon already has a big time NBA body.
Well, you know, and yeah, I'm looking at Malik Monk as a guy who, I mean, like you said, he'll take some chances with his own safety against some of these big guys. He's willing to drive and dish and take it to the hole. And I'm curious, when you look at their offense, how would you describe what Steve Clifford's trying to get done with this offense? I mean, is it a true motion offense? Does he want to have a five down there in the low post? What is he looking to get done?
Well, he's totally committed to one in and four out, which means that basically what that means is that everybody except the center has to be ready to take a three-point shot. And, you know, Frank Kaminsky shooting so well last night, he made his first four attempts from the field from three. That's an encouraging sign. Although I'll tell you, you know, when you mention offense, the single biggest impression from the preseason, I wrote this as a column overnight, it's on our website right now, nothing is going to get right about the Hornets until they start addressing this turnover issue. You know, the most interesting statistic of Steve Clifford's tenure with the Hornets is every one of the previous four seasons, they have had the fewest turnovers in the league. Each one of them. They've been terrible when it comes to turnovers this preseason. That's got to get fixed.
Rick Bunnell, Charlotte Observer, here with us. Now, Rick, with the injuries, Nick Batum, he's going to be out for a while. You wrote about that extensively in his surgery, or non-surgery, but the UCL issue he has in his elbow. Jeremy Lamb's been out, you know, hampered by an injury this preseason, the latter half of it, some other guys. What about this rotation for Steve Clifford and how it's going to shake out to start the season here on Wednesday?
You know, Jake, it's interesting. One of the problems that they've had, it goes beyond the injuries themselves, which is that, you know, the NBA shortened the preseason this year. It's 7 to 10 days shorter than it's typically been. With all these injuries, it's been next to impossible to have any continuity, either in practice or in games. They never had a dress rehearsal in those five preseason games because they never had the players to run a normal regular season rotation, and that's definitely going to bleed into the regular season. As you know, obviously we know that Batum is not going to be there for at least 6 weeks, probably eight, maybe longer. And Michael Carter-Williams has yet to be cleared physically because of his knee soreness to scrimmage full court. That's a fairly big deal. Jeremy Lamb, by comparison, isn't. I think that him sitting out these last two preseason games with a sore groin was more precautionary. I have confidence he's going to be there available opening night. The other thing is Michael Kidd-Gilchrist has been away from the team tending to a family issue. I don't know how long it's going to be for him to get back up to speed once he's back.
And organizationally, you know, Steve Clifford talks about organization, defense, offense, and we could talk about the defensive end here if you want as well, but how does that change when guys are in and out of the lineup trying to get things organized on the floor?
I think the fact that you've seen two rookies playing 30 minutes a night in the last two exhibitions really answers that question. Whoever is not on the sick list is playing these days, and I think Steve absolutely did the right thing by trying to make a negative into a positive by getting the rookies as much experience as he could in the shortfall, because you know Wednesday night in Detroit those guys are going to play.
Well, you know, and Rick, I'm looking at the schedule, and you talked about Wednesday night at Detroit. You know, where in this schedule, and just in October, it's Detroit, Atlanta, Milwaukee, Denver, Houston, Orlando, Memphis. Where in this early schedule will we start to see an identity of this team emerge? Now, again, barring injury, you've got the incorporation of some really young, exciting players and a couple of old dudes. And when are we going to see this thing kind of take shape and we'll know what kind of team the Hornets are going to put on the floor?
Mike, you kind of answer your own question. No time soon. Nick is very important to this team. You know, whatever his flaws are, Nick's been extremely important organizationally, particularly if you noticed this last season, but Nick often played frequently with the second unit. He was the one starter who would stagger into long minutes with the reserves. The reason for that is because he is so good at keeping people on point, you know, making sure that they look organized. The bench was a big problem last season. Nick's absence over the next 8 weeks is going to be a factor in how that second unit plays.
We're talking to Rick Bunnell of the Charlotte Observer, and something that wanted to get done in the preseason. I know Steve Clifford, and they wanted to see this in summer league. Malik Monk, though, was out in order to do this. You've already mentioned Malik Monk and his impact he's going to have. They've been trying to get him at point guard a little bit, give him some run with that second unit. What have you seen from Malik Monk from a point guard perspective?
Malik laughs about that, and what I mean by that is, you know, because people only saw him play that one season at Kentucky where he was playing with De'Aaron Fox, they assumed that he was nothing but a spot-up jump shooter, that somebody who, you know, couldn't possibly play on the ball. Malik says all the time that last season was literally the only time since he was like 5 years old that he wasn't the point guard on the team that he was playing in. He demonstrated, I thought Cliff put it well. He's not going to be what you would call an orthodox point guard, but he can play the position, in short spurts, and I think he will do that considering the injury situation.
Well, you know, and again, the incorporation of these young guys, while you were talking, I was looking at some of Nick's stats because we had just talked about his minutes. I mean, last year, 34 minutes a game, which was his career high, I believe. Who picks up those minutes and that productivity?
I can take a guess at the minutes. The productivity is going to be much more challenging. You're going to see the rookies play some, and it would be very beneficial, at least in some small, surgical way, if Trevion Graham is ready to play in by the time the regular season games start. He's been out for a while with a hamstring pull. He told me the other day that he's feeling much better. They really need some experience at the wings. Right now, Marvin Williams has been sliding over a lot from power forward to small forward. At this stage in Marvin's career, that's less than ideal for him.
Now, with the institution of Dwight Howard to this team in the offseason, one of the things he talked about was playing with Kemba Walker and how that's going to look and how things are going to change for both of those guys. Preseason action, it's going to be tough to dictate what's going to actually happen in the regular season. But in terms of the chemistry between Kemba and Dwight Howard, how has that looked?
Well, you know, it's hard to look at that stat sheet and not notice that Dwight Howard had 22 turnovers in the preseason. That's got to get straightened out. And I have in fairness to Dwight, you know, he's a player who's never played with these guys, who's trying to figure out, you know, how to play with these guys. So, you know, that's what the preseason is supposed to be about. But, you know, that number, I mean, it unavoidably sticks out at you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, and especially if he's turning it over, you know, outside the paint and leading to transition points. That's a huge issue for me. I'm curious, Rick, before we let you go, what's a reasonable expectation that fans around the Carolinas can have for their Charlotte Hornets this season?
That they're at least the seventh seed in the playoffs. They ought, you know, in a clearly weakened Eastern Conference, they should be good enough to get back into the postseason. I originally had them picked sixth in the East, ahead of Miami. Now I have them picked seventh in the East, behind Miami, primarily because of these injuries, most specifically, obviously, Batum.
All right, Rick. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Spend a little bit of time talking the NBA, talking the Hornets with our listeners across the Carolinas. Really appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Well, thanks for having me. Have a good day.